from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right, a couple practice updates here for you. As the Texans, 92 degrees outside, having a big time practice.
It's 95 degrees.
Building some character out there, as Jonathan Alexander tweeted. Definitely building
7 p.m. Friday. It's 95 degrees.
Definitely building some character out there. All right, so here's some updates that I know is going to interest a lot of our listeners. Two big players returning to the practice field today. Foremost, Kamari Lassiter back on the practice field. So we might see Kamari Lassiter for the first time.
That's who I've been wanting to see, man.
Yeah.
I want to see him.
It's going to be like fans haven't really, other than those that have gone to the open practices, haven't really had a chance to see what we've been seeing.
Yeah. Nah, I want to see him out there on the field, man, playing.
Mm-hmm.
Just playing some real games.
And Titus Howard. Titus Howard is practicing as well. So two big pieces there. On Kamari Lassiter, I'm really looking forward to like him getting some real big time reps. By the way, I do think, and I was going to bring this up in this segment anyway, I think Texans fans, if you're going to the game Saturday, you're going to get your best look at this team, like you will until the regular season. I think you're going to see maybe a quarter, maybe even into a whole half of first team offense, first team defense. Now, Daniel Jones is going to start on Sunday. That means that the Giants starters, air quotes, are going to start on Sunday. And you know what that usually means. Brian Daboll's probably already talked to D'Amico Ryans. So yeah. That means D'Amico Ryans going to play his starters. They're going to play their starters. I think it might go maybe into the second quarter.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. I can see that, especially for the defense. Mm-hmm. I think the defense probably going to be on the field a little bit more than the offense.
Maybe.
I think, like I said all week long, if the offense, if they go marching down the field, mm-hmm. score, look crisp, appreciate it, guys.
Yeah.
Your night's over. Your day's over.
It just makes too much sense. I'm with you. I think that's what I would want. I don't even care if I really see C.J. Stroud again, but I think you will.
Yeah.
But I could see them going a quarter, quarter and a half, and all signs point to it. Titus Howard is practicing. Joe Mixon is practicing. Obviously, C.J. Stroud.
Now, do you want to see Joe Mixon and Titus Howard?
Hell yes.
In this game?
Hell yes. Like if you're gonna, I don't care about the starters, but if you're gonna play them, I want to see what it looks like with all the receivers. Joe Mixon, Titus Howard, Laremy Tunsil. You know, that's the biggest sign yet.
Yeah.
Like Laremy Tunsil finally put on pads this week.
Yeah.
And he's been practicing. That means he's playing Saturday.
Yeah.
That means he's playing at least a little bit. So I think you're going to get your best shot yet to watch this Texans offense.
Yeah, and that'd be the perfect time to go to a Texans preseason game.
Yeah, and then
we'll be giving out tickets this hour too.
Yeah, this hour we'll get you the caller number on that. So be listening, and then see you later. I think after this one, I don't even want to see them, and I don't necessarily think that the Texans want to see them after this.
Yeah,
so go quarter and a half, and do that. I'm also wondering. Let's say the Texans get. And we'll get to the defense in a second, but let's say the Texans get their offense for a quarter and a half, and it looks exactly like we imagined. You got all the weapons. What would he call it? Five-headed monster?
Yeah.
You're going to have the five-headed monster on the field for the first time. Joe Mixon, Dalton Schultz, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, and Stephon Diggs. And they look really, really good. I don't even want to have the joint practices next week with the Rams.
Mm.
Like, people have canceled. Hell, the Texans canceled their joint practice last year.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a good idea, and generally speaking, I prefer joint practices over preseason games because you can kind of control everything. I don't need to see any more.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the last game of the preseason too. So yeah,
who cares?
I can see them saying, you know what, we getting ready for Indy.
Yeah.
We're getting ready for week one.
And the Rams, same way. Didn't they get, is it Nakua got hurt?
Puka Nakua?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah, I think he got hurt. They might be doing the same thing. Some other practice updates here. Noah Brown is working on the side. I wouldn't necessarily worry too much about that. Jeff Okuda is working on the side. I don't think he necessarily has a he doesn't. He doesn't have a job secured on this roster, so it's kind of important for him. Will Anderson is on the side. Wouldn't worry about it too much, other than he's just getting that work and they're playing it safe.
Yeah,
with him.
Yeah.
So a lot going on at Texans practice. And Sean Pendergast is going to join us at 12:40, so we'll get all the details on all this. But let's go to the defense. Kamari Lassiter on the defense. It's kind of too bad, but you'll get your fill of him. But it's kind of too bad that Texans fans haven't really seen him. Just so you know, I'm the same vibe I had last year with Tank Dell, where it took me all of half a practice to say, oh man, this kid can, he's getting it done. I'm having that with Kamari Lassiter.
Yeah, it's funny too because I was at the draft party when they drafted him.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people really wasn't familiar with him. It was just kind of like, okay. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like a bad thing. I just think people had no idea who he was.
Yeah.
But a lot of people trusted D'Amico in that. Mm-hmm. Like, I talked to a lot of fans out there. They were just like, yeah, I wasn't sure about him, but, mm-hmm. I trust Nick and D'Amico. So I'm pumped about it. We'll see.
Yeah.
And we kind of criticized his 40 time. We kept calling him Mr. 4.6.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm super fired up to see him because I didn't think he was going to be starting on opposite side of Stingley.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be Jeff Okuda or maybe CJ Henderson.
I did too.
He might have took one of their jobs. So one of them might be out of here.
I think not both. I think he absolutely did. What do you want to see from this offense Saturday? 713-572-4610. Because to me, it's the first time we're going to see the whole offense, I think. And we'll hear from D'Amico Ryans live as well today, probably in about an hour from now or thereabouts, live off the field. I just want to – it's not – I'm not going to be a cliche and I just want him healthy. Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah.
No, I want to see Joe Mixon. I want to see Joe Mixon, how they use him in this offense.
Yeah, I want to see the running game. I'm kind of there with you. I want to see the running game, Joe Mixon. I want to see Damian Pierce back out there, man.
Mm-hmm. I want to see him a lot.
I want to see how he bounced back from the last game. And I know he only had four carries, but I want to see how he play, man. Mm-hmm. I want to see if he's still 2023, not Joe Mixon, but Damian Pierce or what? Because I think that's very important. I'm kind of overconfident about Joe Mixon. I feel like he's going to be the same old Joe Mixon. So I would like to see him a little bit in this game, but If we don't, I'm fine with it because I kind of trust Joe Mixon on that. But I want to see what Dameon Pierce do, man.
I want to see Joe Mixon maybe give us a hint out of the backfield as a receiver, because what that does is open everything else up, as we all talk about. But Dameon Pierce for sure. And it doesn't sound like a lot of carries, but it is in the preseason. I want to see him carry the ball at least 8 or 10 times.
How long do you think he's going to play in this preseason?
I think he should play at least into the third quarter. Yeah, that's where he is on this roster to me.
See, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I think he should play in the third quarter, but
yeah.
I feel like he probably just going to play the first half.
All signs are that's not what they think about him. They think he's in.
Yeah.
That's not where he is with me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just
It's
not
going to be interesting. I want to see how long. I think it's going to say a lot to see how long he play.
Yeah.
If he's done within the second quarter,
mm-hmm.
maybe half of the second quarter, and he's out there on the sideline done, then that tells
he's
you.
He's in.
Yeah, he's in.
Yeah.
He's in there like swimwear.
and it's kind of, you might think it might not do justice to some of the other guys that are trying to earn a spot on this team, specifically Cam Akers and Dari is good, but like J.J. Taylor and stuff. I'm not saying that I don't want to see them play while Dameon Pierce is playing, alternating or whatever, different series. But he needs to show something. He needs to show something big time.
Yeah, especially if in this short amount of time, Dari is looking like he's playing better than you.
Yeah,
Cam Akers is looking like he's playing better than you. So, and this is somebody that got a lot to prove this year. This ain't like Joe Mixon going out there just getting 4 carries for 4 yards, because we know what Joe Mixon can do.
Yeah.
This is a prove it year for Dameon Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
So his four carries for 4 yards ain't hitting right.
Yeah.
I can't just look past that. So I do want to see more for Dameon Pierce.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to see, I want fans to, you may have caught a glimpse or two, but I want to see Stephon Diggs. Like I want to see Stephon Diggs do what Stephon Diggs can do. And that is, you know, obviously draw the attention. A lot of people, have talked about, the touchdown that Tank Dell got.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs was bringing the safety over.
Yeah, he was right there, too.
He got the attention.
Yeah.
It wasn't just that Tank Dell had a great play. Like, if you look at that play, Stephon Diggs was coming over the middle. I think it was a safety. Might have been a linebacker. Like, this really, uh-oh. And then the ball came open for Tank Dell. Now I want to see Stephon Diggs make some plays.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I want to say I said this yesterday. You got 3 great receivers to me. I'm going to say great. You got 3 great receivers.
I agree.
How you going to cover them all?
Yeah.
You can't cover them all. I don't know a lot of teams that got 3 great corners.
Yeah.
So somebody going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not Diggs, it's going to be Nico or Tank Dell.
Yeah.
So I think eventually Tank Dell gonna get a lot of attention,
mm-hmm.
and that's when Diggs is gonna be open, man. And that's when he gonna cook.
And then defensively, what I want to see is first of all, Kamari Lassiter, like Kamari, I'm looking forward to seeing those ball skills. Like, he breaks up passes like that should not be broken up. He just like emerges. He just closes and gets there so quickly. It's something to watch, and I think he could be really good. I'm not going to say he's going to be a star or anything like that, but with Derek Stingley on the other side, I think he'd be really, really good. But the main thing I want to see is these linebackers. Like this defense has looked good, the front 7 and the starters and all that. But you know, we're talking about who's going to make it, who's not going to make it. Don't worry about Neville Hewitt, but there are a lot of guys like Jake Hansen. And guys like Jamal Hill and Henry To'o. Have we even seen To'o do anything?
Nah, I was just about to ask you, like, are you excited to see the linebackers, or are you kind of curious?
No, not worried. Excited like the offense. Yeah. I'm like, let's see
you
something,
like, I need
bro.
To see who, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's how I feel. I kind of want to see them,
mm-hmm.
to see, damn, who gonna step up?
Yeah.
Because we got 2 guys. One of them hurt. And we need to depend on the rest of y'all.
Yeah.
So who gonna be that one that step up, or who gonna be the pixie dust candidate right there?
Yeah, I think the linebacker is gonna be, and maybe there's gonna be. You know, I was giving you that list of players that are kind of trade values during the during the preseason here, maybe they can go get a linebacker too. But yeah. I think Jake Hansen, I mean, it's time. Henry Toto'o, it's time as well.
Yeah.
All right, so the Texans on the field. We're going to hear from Sean Pendergast in about, I'd say about 30 minutes or so. The Astros have the best record in Major League Baseball. They've allowed the fewest runs in Major League Baseball since May 8th. They were 12-24 on May 8th. They're 50-31 since. How much of this is Joe Espada? You giving him credit?
I'm gonna give him. I'm gonna probably give him a lot of credit for this, man. Mm-hmm. Because look, we crushed them when they wasn't good.
Yeah.
So I think right now, I think he's responsible for holding this team together, man. Because this team, I thought it was a wrap, and I thought the team was gonna go off the rails.
You know, I did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Honestly, and I put myself in there too. Mm-hmm. I thought it wasn't gonna be a good year, mm-hmm. but he kept this team together, man. And now they're rolling. And I think it's a good thing. That clubhouse could have went in shambles, man.
For sure. And yeah. There were actually a couple of reports, like the communication. Remember that?
Yeah.
With Joe Espada and all that.
Yeah, you had, you know, players in there that wasn't producing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what do you do with this player and all this? It was a lot going on now.
Yeah.
And so I got to give him credit for it, man. Just staying the course and keeping that team together.
He absolutely deserves credit. I think the bigger thing is just sort of the way that this team is built. They're starting to look the part. I mean, and by the way, like there are 10 times that, you know, how like when like a big sporting event, whatever, pick a big sporting event, like the Super Bowl that was here, 28-3. Yeah. Like years later, people say, yeah, I was there, and they weren't there. yeah, I was there. No, you weren't. Where's the ticket stub? So many people are like, yeah, I had confidence in this team. I knew they weren't done. Take that, Lopez. I knew they weren't done. Well, where were you? Because like there's some.
Yeah.
There's a few. But this squad had no right doing what it's doing, and it's doing it.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, like not only were they not playing as good, but they mm-hmm. had injuries.
Yes.
You had a lot of injuries. You had
starting pitching.
Christian Javier out.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of just other pitchers that were just out. Mm-hmm. Bregman was, you know, just bad. You had Jose Abreu was just in the way and mm-hmm. bringing the vibes down and all that stuff. It was a lot of stuff that was just not going well.
Yeah.
And now it's going well. You got Bregman pretty much playing probably the best baseball
out of his mind.
He played in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like everything clicking now. And you got these pitchers that they are playing all right. You got Spencer Arrigan.
For sure.
I ain't have him on my roster at the beginning of the year.
Well, that's the other thing. Like if you're saying, oh, they'll get it together. Well, maybe, yeah. I could see where you would talk about Bregman. I could see where you would talk about, you know, some of these other players that were struggling. Yonner Diaz was having a good start, but not the kind of start that we thought. Last night, he did a 3-run home run that put him up 5-0 in the third, and that's a wrap. But there is no way you're going to say, just watch. Spencer Arrigetti, nails. Nails.
Yeah. If they seen it, I didn't.
Hell, Hunter Brown.
Yeah, and he started all really rocking.
That's
this
what I'm
year.
Saying. Like it was a reach to say that he would get it together.
Yeah, and that was somebody I was expecting big things out of mm-hmm. coming into this year.
Yeah.
And when he was, you know, not him playing pretty bad, I was like, man, I don't know who to look towards now, because you got Verlander who's older.
Yeah.
And he ain't pitching like Cy Young Verlander.
Just watch, guys. They're going to trade for this guy named Yusei Kikuchi. Game changer. Game changer.
Yusei.
Yes, that guy. We all love Kikuchi. Yeah. Like,
I love Kikuchi!
Never in a million years. Like you can say, I believe in my squad, and
yeah.
Good for you. I believe in the Astros. I just thought they were done this year.
Yeah, I think the only belief I had in the Astros was the offense.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you got Yordan, you got Kyle Tucker, you got Altuve, you mm-hmm. got some of these players where you like, man, like once they get going, it's hard to beat us.
Yeah.
I was just worried about the pitching, man.
Mm-hmm.
People was getting hurt out for the year. So I'm just like, man, I don't see how they could get through the season with that.
I'm with you, 100%. All right, let's get to confessions, and let's get to maybe, sort of, kind of, promise, Texans ticket giveaway. That's next, including The LA Olympics are trying to do something, and I know you're out on them, Figgy. I'm out on them in terms of how they're going to compare, but they're trying to do something that is virtually, I will say literally, impossible. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, confessions brought to you every day by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. I got plenty of confessions today. Let's get started.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, I'm going to start with this one because it just drives me nuts. Look, I'm not trying to be like Mr. Whatever, sentimental or whatever you want to say. It drives me nuts that women in this industry get treated the way they do. Like, and I'm not saying it's all the time, but it's often. So Kay Adams was interviewing Daniel Jones. Like, she's interviewed D'Amico Ryans. Like, she's interviewed, you know, all Will Anderson. I mean, just go down the list, you know, all across the league. She's really good at her job. She's also attractive. I mean, like a blind man could see that. Word. She's also attractive.
Yeah, I haven't noticed. Yeah. I was just paying attention to her work.
But here's the thing. Like, women, especially if they are attractive or somewhat attractive, immediately they're treated differently than men. And it's because we're pigs. It's because that's the way we are societally or whatever you want to say. It just drives me crazy. So now, you know, well, okay, so let's go back. Kay Adams was interviewing Daniel Jones, and she kind of stuttered. Like, listen to it.
Help out, but he's made a lot of big time plays, and we'll see. We got to do it on the field.
He's a Morgan Wallen guy.
You're a
Zach Bryan
guy.
I'm
a Morgan Wallen guy too.
I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried about, you know. So you like both.
Yeah, I like country
trying
music.
To find some drama here.
All right,
Giants
so she
fan.
so So she kind of stuttered a little bit. Immediately, the internet went nuts. Like, oh, she's got a crush on Daniel Jones. Or she.
That's where they got that from?
Yes. And then to the point where somebody tweeted that she is dating Daniel Jones. It was like some nobody. I saw the tweet. It's got like 1.5 million likes, 1.5 million or whatever, several hundred thousand retweets. She's not dating Daniel Jones. If I had a nickel for every time I stuttered or said something awkwardly as I'm trying to get a thought out of my head, I'd be very, very rich. Like, why does this happen? Well, I know why, but this always happens to women, and it's just stupid. It just drives me nuts.
I thought it was kind of silly because, like, we've been knowing Kay Adams for a long time, and she's been in this industry for a little bit.
Yeah.
I never heard anything about her dating life. Really? And I'm like, out of all times, like, I mean, out of everybody, you dating Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
I was about to be a little disappointed if it was true.
Man, I've seen through NBA Twitter, Shams, supposedly they had a thing, but I don't know how accurate that
but
is.
See, it's
a thing that
but
they
see,
made
that
up.
Would be more believable because, mm-hmm. you know, in the media, you know, it's somebody that's working
You're
in the same
all
field
the time.
As you. But you don't really see any reporters, like, openly dating an athlete like that.
Well, here's the other thing. Like, let's say you were single and you were doing, you know, an interview with someone and you ended up starting dating that woman. Okay. You would be destroyed. Don't date an athlete.
Yeah.
What? Do your job.
Yeah.
Don't. This is, this is wrong for a member of the media to date someone that they cover. Ain't nobody saying that about Kay Adams. They're like, ha 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 in this, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's just ridiculous that women are treated this way. I'm not on some, you know, high horse about, you know, fairness, but it's not fair. It's
yeah.
not fair that women are treated like
yeah,
that.
Especially if she got a significant other.
Yes.
If she had a significant other, that'd be a long ride home, man.
Yeah.
I had to sit in the driveway for a little bit before I go in the house.
No kidding.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So yesterday I heard Ron Hughley discussing on the show about the whole Cal Manier and
mm-hmm.
CJ Stroud on stage at the Luke Combs concert.
Yeah.
And he brought something up I didn't really want to bring up,
mm-hmm.
but he was not a fan of CJ Stroud rocking the cowboy hat.
Oh, I thought it was good.
I got to say, look,
you didn't?
I have no problem with rocking the cowboy hat at all, but I felt like it kind of looked forced on CJ.
I did not. I actually noticed it. I'm like, that doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, I just felt it to me, it just seemed like they said, hey, put on this hat and go out there.
So
it
what?
It didn't really fit him that well.
Really?
And yeah, like to me, like it's a lot of people that come to Houston and embrace the culture,
mm-hmm.
wearing cowboy hats and stuff like that, especially around rodeo.
Yeah.
I seen Chris Paul rock the cowboy hat. I thought he looked fine. And
mm-hmm.
I just, it's to me, it didn't fit CJ. I don't know if it was the hair, just the hair coming down on it.
Hey, it takes all kinds, man.
It just, I don't know. It just, to me, I really wasn't feeling them in that hat.
I disagree. I disagree with that and with Ron.
So we have the Giants and the Texans coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say I'm excited, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited because we get to see Malik Nabers.
Oh, do you? Yeah, you may not.
He's a Giants fan.
He's been injured.
And, that is true. He did get banged up. But if he does play, we get to see him versus Kamari Lassiter, man.
Yeah.
Now, rookie versus rookie.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe Derek Stingley plays, little LSU. They both went to LSU.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
They've been hyping Nabers up a lot, too.
Yeah, I forget exactly what it was, but he sat out yesterday's practice. He may still play.
An ankle injury, I believe.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. that's what it was.
So, yeah, I mean, I just want to see some football, man.
Oh, man.
I just want to see some football.
Hey, are you going?
No, I'm not.
Oh, come on.
I got to do the highlights, man. I got to do the highlights.
Yeah.
So,
come on.
If not.
Yeah.
You know I would have been there.
Yeah.
How you like the jerseys? How you like those
throwback
jerseys? Yeah.
I like the jersey. I don't like the pants. I think the it just doesn't look good.
Looks like a hockey jersey.
Yeah, they kind of growing on me a little bit.
Yeah.
But the jerseys, I like them. The pants, oh no. It's like khaki pants, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a hockey jersey to me. It really does.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Caller number 7, got to confess, going to do it right now.
Oh.
Caller number 7, How about two tickets, front row, bullpen? You know why we're doing number seven for Saturday's game. And you can rub it in with Chris Santiago if you are the winner, saying, I'm going, you're not. Caller number seven right now.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So Tyrese Haliburton was making the headlines. Yeah. And you talked, we talked about him yesterday about the his tweet.
I loved it.
Not doing anything and still get an A on this project.
Mm-hmm.
He was also making some headlines, too. It was a video going around, making the rounds of him getting out of the van. And it was snowing, man.
I was wondering if you were going to talk about that.
Hey, it was snowing. There was a lot of snow bunnies hopping out of that van.
I saw the tweet. What was the tweet? It was really funny.
He brought the snow to Paris or something like that. It was a lot going on. And I was talking to a couple of my buddies.
Yeah.
And they brung it up. And they was just like, yeah, I remember those days. I got to confess, this might be too much information, but I never had a white girl before, man. I never dated a white girl before. Not that I wasn't trying to.
Yeah.
But just where I grew up and the area I grew up, it was just nothing but black folks. I never went to college, so I was never around like a lot of
cultures.
So I only grew up around black people, man.
Oh,
so
man.
I never, and my friends were so shocked.
Really?
Yeah. It was just like, what? I never, ever dated a white girl, never had any relations with a white girl. Never, man. I felt like.
Seen it snow?
Never seen.
Never
snow,
got to
man.
A club with five.
Nope. I never hopped out
of your new friends.
Nope. That never happened, man.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, this is going to be impossible. This is going to be impossible to do. So, the LA Olympics, the LA mayor has said and promised for 2028. It's going to be the no car Olympics in Los Angeles.
The no who?
No cars.
Mm.
I'm dead serious. So what he said, it was in a press conference, Mayor Karen Bass said on Sunday in Paris that this Olympics in 2028, they're going to try to, you know, for traffic purposes and smog and everything else, they're going to try to implement no car Olympics. And that means they intend to use more than 3,000 buses to transport people around the Olympics. Many of those vehicles are going to be borrowed from other cities. Area businesses, particularly large employers, are going to be approached to consider work from home modifications, staggering their schedules so there's no cars on the street. The public transportation is going to be upgraded because it's not great public transportation in L.A. They're going to have a new metro system. They're going to use the downtown convention center for a limited rail system. And he said that it's going to be the no car Olympics. Hell no.
Yeah, like I said before,
no.
I'm staying away from that.
There is no way people in L.A. are not going to drive.
It is going to be a bleep show.
It's going to be like, imagine Houston. Houston is like, you know, kind of in the same neighborhood as Olympics in terms of how we rely on our cars and the size of the city.
Everything kind of spread out.
You imagine they coming in like our mayor saying, yeah, you know what? The Olympics are going to come in here. We don't want you driving.
Yeah.
And Uber prices, man. Uber and Lyft are going to be making some money.
I will say that I guess the good thing about all that is the working from home. Like, depending on what type of work you do,
mm-hmm.
if it's some type of office work, I'm sure they'll probably enjoy working from the house.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, that is going to suck for people that stay there, man.
Ain't no way it's going to work.
You're
going
to have to cut me a check.
It's not going to work.
Like, for the Olympics being there, you're going to have to cut me a check.
Yes, absolutely.
Making it inconvenient like that.
One more here.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I got to confess, man, this pitcher in the AL West just earned my respect, man.
Who's that?
Logan Gilbert of the Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
So his recent start, he pitched 7 shutout innings. Didn't go to the dugout to see, you know, if the team would win or all that stuff. My man went right to the clubhouse and played NCAA football.
Really?
Yeah, right after he finished pitching. He went right to the clubhouse and started the game up.
They might have, maybe that was a nervous habit or something, because they might have something to say about that.
Yeah, no, he earned my respect. Usually,
They sit there.
They kind of see they work and all that other stuff.
It's not a good teammate, Figgy.
Hey, man. You just earned my respect.
Hey,
man.
I will say, maybe he had a championship to go win.
Hey, he probably did, man. More important things to do, man. He leaving his job to go be a GM or
OC
or OC
or DC.
Yeah, man. He trying to win a national championship.
Yeah. All right. And a shout out to Tyrone Ward. Got himself two tickets.
Tyrone
got two tickets to the Texans.
Is that a black guy?
Huh?
I said, is that a black guy?
I don't know. I don't know.
He definitely is. Tyrone? Show me a white Tyrone somewhere.
Has there ever been a white Tyrone? 713-572-4610. Name the white Tyrones.
Salute,
brother. I feel like we shouldn't be talking about this. But either way, congrats. 5 p.m. You can have another chance to win today. And, of course, every Tuesday as well. All right, let's get out to Texas training camp. We got Sean Pendergast on the way. And I got a question. Are we allowed to talk about injuries? We'll talk about that next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right, so there was one white Tyrone.
Yeah.
That's clear from the 78 texts that we got that said, Tyrone Power, Tyrone Power, Tyrone Power, because Figgy said our winner, Tyrone Ward. You were sure that he's a brother. And I said, well, I don't know. And you said, I do. Tyrone Power. I get it. That dude died in 1958.
Man. Lopez wasn't even born yet.
I wasn't even born yet in 1958. So, yeah, I guess. Sean Pendergast is going to be calling us probably in about 15 minutes or so. Texans practice going a little hard. They're building character, man.
Yeah.
They're building character out there. They're still out on the field. So we'll be hearing from him shortly. All right. We're allowed to talk about how lucky the Texans have been when it comes to injuries, right? Is that allowed?
You brung it up now.
How do you feel? The Texans have not had any significant injuries. How does that make you feel? Like uncomfortable?
Yes. Chris? I don't even want to bring up injury unless it's somebody already injured.
Well, I mean, you're bringing them up, so come on, man. Don't do this.
No, I'm doing it. And the thing is, it's kind of like the no-hitter thing. And kind of like what we started the show with. Like, I'm like, I get that there's always a little bit of good fortune in our lives, but most of the luck, you know, there's a reason that you seem lucky, whether it's, you know, Nick Caserio planning ahead, you know, Nick Caserio compromising and adjusting when D'Amico Ryans was going to be hired, whether it's you're more than a little lucky when you decide, yeah, we're going to try to trade for two guys. It's not just luck. It's you're making your luck. I think the same thing fits here. Keep in mind that I think the Texans led the league. I'm pretty sure they led the league in players that were put on the IR last year. It was 19.
Damn.
19. Mm. And they were still a really good team. So they led the league in IR last year. And they don't have any significant injuries this year.
Shh, come on, man.
I'm not. See, stop that.
It's early.
Don't do this, man.
So the Lions, let me give you some examples. Jahmyr Gibbs, hamstring. He's out. J.J. McCarthy, today. Torn meniscus, going to need surgery. He's out for an extended period of time. Giants, wide receiver, we're just talking about him, Malik Nabers. Who knows how long he's going to be out, but he hurt his ankle. Marquise Hollywood Brown from the Chiefs had a collarbone issue. I don't know if it's broken. He's out. Falcons, Rondale Moore, knee, he's out. Josh Downs, wide receiver from the Colts, he's out. Christian McCaffrey, calf injury. He'll be out for a while. So it's not jinxing. It's actually like, you know, I keep saying like the stars have been aligning. All the little things are going the Texans' way. They haven't gotten any significant injury.
Yeah, I just hate that you bringing this up, man. Because I know the football guy's like, oh, you bragging about this, huh?
No, I'm saying look how lucky they are.
Yeah. They're blessed. I would say they're blessed right now. They just got to stay focused and, you know, just keep the course, man.
So do you think, like, if there's an injury that happens, it's my fault?
We gonna blame you.
Well, you're gonna blame me.
If somebody today walk off the field hurt, somebody important, we looking at your ass. We like, nah, it was John Lopez that said.
So this is like the we can make fun of the no-hitter thing that announcers do, but we can't make fun of this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sit there and say we're lucky that we ain't get no injuries, guys. No, yeah. Like, I feel like if you keep bragging about it, then it's gonna happen.
Come on, man.
Man,
come on, man.
I don't know, man. I just can't keep, like, I try to stay away from, you know, if somebody's hurt, then obviously you're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
But I was never the person to say, hey, guys, we're healthy. Hey, we good, y'all.
But couldn't it be like the Texans training staff and medical staff and sports performance staff realized they got together in the offseason and they said, we led the league in IRs last year. There's got to be something more we can do. And maybe they adjusted how they're regulating practices. DeMeco Ryans, maybe he's adjusted how he's doing practices. Nick Caserio had this big, and teams do this every year. Like, how can we maximize our players, you know, getting prepared for the season, but minimizing the risk of injury? So maybe the Texans, this ties in with, yeah, you seem lucky, but you're actually pretty, it's not just luck.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, that's a good thing, man. Mm-hmm. I think every team should be looking into what's the best way we could keep our players healthy.
Yeah.
At all costs.
Like, you know, kind of localizing it personally, like A&M, my college football squad, they haven't had a starting quarterback finish a season in 4 years.
Dang.
That's not a coincidence to me. They're doing something. The previous regime was doing something. Maybe some of it was luck. Maybe some of it was a tough break. Somebody rolled your ankle. We get it. But like when there's a rash of injuries, I'd like to talk to DeMeco about this at some point when we get him or we're over there. Like to go from, and maybe he won't talk about it because he doesn't want to jinx it, but to go from, man, that's a lot of guys on IR, to nobody?
Yeah.
Maybe they did something right.
Yeah, and I also think it's still a little too early. I think once we get into the season and stuff like that, then we can actually see. But, like, right now, and that's my whole issue, just being still in training camp. We in preseason right now, and it's so much can happen right now until the regular season. And our goal is to get to the regular season.
Yeah.
Pretty much healthy.
Yeah.
And I get nervous talking about, oh, we pretty healthy right now in this preseason.
Somebody just called me a mother bleeper.
What about
was that necessary?
No, that's not necessary. Definitely not necessary.
Man, I feel you, man.
But like you brought up A&M.
We got Super Bowl goals, man. We can't be talking about no injuries right now.
That kind of hurt me inside. Go ahead, Chris.
You brought up A&M. What about like the Astros? You know, with their injuries, like their pitching injuries,
and that's been talked about.
But like, do we have to look into like their staff when it comes to like that, like how to avoid these pitchers getting injured?
I think they're doing it.
I think so. And see, with the Astros, they got some of the same injuries to the pitching staff. Like it seemed like everybody got to have Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
At that point, it's like, man, is it the way we're training or rehabbing? Like, what's going on? Because why is three different starting pitchers having trouble with their shoulder or elbow?
Yeah.
That's when you have to look into it.
That might be a bigger baseball problem, but the Astros seem to be getting more than anybody else. They need to look at that. They need to adjust how they're doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Ask John to stop talking about the injury bleep, please. What about Christian Harris? Another text. Christian Harris is going to be fine. It's a calf. He kind of walked off the field. They were erring to the side of the caution. I'm talking about injuries like they got last year. I think they deserve credit. And I think that means you have to talk about it. Like sure. There's going to be injuries. They ain't been a team yet that didn't have an injury. So, but if they stay largely healthy most of the year and they get to where they need to go, is anybody going to say, "Hey, good job, Lopez, you were right"? No, they're going to forget that. But if they get a big injury, it's like, "You jinxed it." No, I didn't.
You know, that's how the world works, man. If they come out this OC or this training camp clean, then we good. But if they don't, it's your fault. You brung it up.
I can't believe there's this many people.
We all know who to blame.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll take it, I guess.
That's how I go, man.
It's called having an opinion and sharing some information with our listeners. It's kind of what we do here. And I think it's worth talking about. Like, they are doing something obviously different. Maybe there's a little luck involved. In fact, there is a little luck involved. But they are doing something obviously different to better get these guys ready to be healthy all year. I think it deserves to be talked about it. And as soon as I say that, another text comes in. Lopez, you got to be smarter than this, bro. Why are so many people?
I know they better go into the regular season healthy as hell, man. If they don't, man, you better hide under this table, man.
Tell John to shut up, please and thank you. Well, at least they said please. It's better than calling me a mother bleeper. That was really mean. Very, very mean. But no, look, I think the good news is, they're coming off the field as we speak. Doesn't seem like any major injury. So there you go. You're welcome with that. So the injuries that do, you know, you do need to watch. Christian Harris is on the top.
I think so. I think it's about that time that they should look into maybe possibly getting another body in there just in case. Because when I went to the practice on Sunday, that's when Laremy Tunsil, that's when Joe Mixon was out there. That's when Christian Harris made his first appearance out there.
Yep.
At that point, I'm like, okay, maybe they ramping up now for regular season. Maybe they was holding them guys back.
Yeah.
Make sure they good and bringing them out. But him walking off like that, I think right now you should at least bring in the extra body.
You look at these guys that are not practicing right now. And am I not supposed to talk about this? Is it a jinx? None of them seem serious. Like, yeah. I'm not jinxing anybody. I'm telling you what's going on because we're out there. We have people out there. And like Titus Howard, no big deal. I mean, he missed a couple of days and really went back on the field that same day. Same thing. Kamari Lassiter back on the field today. Noah Brown, he didn't practice today. He's going to be fine. Christian Harris, he's going to be fine. I wouldn't play him the rest of the preseason, but he's going to be fine.
Yeah, to me, I'm not really worried about anybody. I think Christian Harris, I wouldn't be surprised if he be ready for week one. I think he'd give it a shot week one. But everybody else, I'm fine with. I'm not worried where I'm like, man, we need to find a replacement for this person because this person's going to be out for a minute.
Yeah.
No, I think everybody is fine.
Mother bleeper can be used as a term of endearment, Lopez. I'm not so sure that's how they were using it. John, shut the bleep up. Why are people cursing at me here? I'm talking about how fortunate we are to have a team that made adjustments and is healthy to this point. It's...
Man. They are not happy with you, man.
I'm going to get destroyed if there's a big injury. Man. For no reason.
That's
other than
why
doing,
I stay away from
other than doing what I'm supposed to do. Come on now. All right, let's go around the NFL, and we'll hear from Sean Pendergast. There's a lot happening around the NFL, including injuries, but not to the Texans.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.